where tonight we're bringing you the first game of a King Cove doubleheader in the game between the King Cove Rookies and the Lumen Christi Archangels. We're at halftime here, just a few seconds to go before the start of the second half, with the Rookies holding a 31-10 lead. First half scoring for the Rookies led by Raylene Kutchutin with 8, Danielle Carlson and Honey Lou Wilson with 6 each, 4 from Shauna Jo Calver, 3 from Candace Mack, 2 from Shauna Wheeler and Courtney Wilson. And they have a 31-10 lead. Lumen Christi takes the floor. No foul trouble really for the Rookies, 2 for Honey Lou and Raylene. Lumen Christi, Ashley Beach with 3. Raylene Zitzow also with 3. Ashley Beach leading Lumen Christi with 7 points and Lauren Hailala with 3. Lumen Christi inbounds the ball. Here's Olzak with it on the far side. And her pass is stolen by Raylene. Raylene's going to take it the length of the court, goes in for the layup, puts it up and in. Good start to the second half for the Rookies. Raylene Kutchutin now with 10 points. And the Rookies lead 33-10. Raylene, Shauna Wheeler, Michaela McCallum, Courtney Wilson, and Shauna Calver on the floor for the Rookies. A near steal right in front of our announcing table here by Shauna Wheeler. She knocks it out of bounds. Grigsby to inbound the ball for Lumen Christi. She gets it in to Hailala, back to Grigsby. Michaela McCallum providing the defense. Michaela comes up with a steal. She loses it back to Ashley Beach, who makes a nice move. And she goes up for a shot and is going to draw a foul here on, let's see the number. I think they said 21, Raylene Kutchutin. I didn't think Raylene was in there near the play, but I believe that's who they called. Ashley Beach with 2 free throws. Her first one is up and short of everything, no good. Candace Mack comes in for Raylene Kutchutin. Ashley Beach gets the ball back. She'll have one more. She dribbles the basketball, puts the second one up, and it's also short, no good, and bounces out of bounds over to the Rookies with 7:21 to play here in the third quarter. Rookies leading 33-10. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver. Shauna brings it through the blue circle at half court. Down to Michaela on the right wing. She dribbles, picks up her dribble, gives it back to Shauna Jo. Shauna Jo drives right side, goes in for an 8-footer. Short, she's going to get her own rebound. Goes back up, short again, and the ball is rebounded by Zitzow for Lumen Christi. Off to Beach, it's a traveling call. Thought we were going to have a foul there on Candace Mack, but Ashley Beach traveled with the ball. Turnover to the Rookies. Remember, following this game, we'll have the undefeated King Cove T-Jacks going against the Lumen Christi boys in the nightcap. Shauna Jo inbounds to Candace, who dribbles to the top circle. She's got Shauna Wheeler open underneath. Shauna, shut up, no good. Rebounded by Courtney Wilson, and she puts it up and in. Nice work on the offensive glass by Courtney, and the Rookies lead 35-10. 4 points now for Courtney. Grigsby brings the ball across the timeline. Looks left wing for Olzak. Passes high, but she jumps and gets it, dribbles down, puts up a shot, no good. The rebound, got a tie up there, Courtney Wilson and Ashley Beach, and the possession arrow points to the King Cove Rookies. Referee hands the ball to Candace Mack, and she inbounds to Shauna Jo Calver, and number 41 brings the ball up for King Cove. 6:30 to play in the third quarter, 35-10 Rookies. Michaela takes a pass on the right wing, and she double dribbles. And the ball will be turned back over to Lumen Christi. Looks like Michaela had an idea what she wanted to do, then changed her mind in the middle, and that usually results in a turnover. Grigsby with the ball across the timeline for Lumen Christi. She looks left, gets it over on the right now to Hailala. Lob in for Beach. It's off her hands and out of bounds off of Shauna Calver to Lumen Christi. We have a sub coming in for the Rookies, as Kelsey Lanham comes in for Shauna Wheeler. And Lumen Christi inbounds the ball. Right in front of us to Grigsby, and she throws a bounce pass out of bounds as Zitzow went the other direction. It looked like Lisette Grigsby expected her to be right there, but she had turned away. And it's out to the Rookies. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver. Referee counts off the seconds. She brings it across the timeline with no problem. She goes to the left side, gets it back in the middle for Candace Mack, a 7-footer off the glass, no good. Candace gets it back, puts it up, no good. Kelsey Landon with the rebound and couldn't save it. Her foot hit the end line there, and the ball will go over to Lumen Christie. The rookies missing a couple of close-in shots on that possession. With 5:50 to play, their lead remains 35-10. Here's a long-range shot there by Olzak, rebounded by Kelsey Lanham. She gets it off to Shauna Calver. Shauna with a long pass for Candace Mack underneath. Candace shot up and good. Candace with her first 2 points of the third quarter, five for the game, and it's 37-10, rookies. Grigsby brings the ball down to Hylala. She lobs it in for Beach, who dribbles around. Courtney Wilson puts it up and rolls around and out. No good. And we're going to have a foul underneath. It looks like the foul's going to be on Kelsey Lanham. Yes, Kelsey draws the foul on that one. And Raylan Zitzow will go to the line for two for Lumen Christie. That's Kelsey's first, team second. Her first shot is up and no good. She'll have one more. Raylan Zitzow wearing number 33 for Lumen Christie. Her second shot is up, and it's short, no good. And the ball will be back over to the rookies with 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Shauna Calver gets the ball and inbounds to Candace Mack. Back to Shauna. Candace takes her place down the left wing as Shauna brings the ball across the timeline. Back to Candace. Dribbles once back to Shauna. Back to Candace. Wide open in the lane there, and I don't think she could believe how wide open she was. She looked for Kelsey Lanham down low, but Kelsey had two defenders on her, and Candace had a clear path to the basket, but that resulted in a traveling violation on Candace. 5:10 to play, third quarter. Rookies 37, Lumen Christie 10. Here's a double dribble right in front of us there by Lauren Hylala, and the ball is back over to the rookies. Candace inbounds to Shauna Joe, and she dribbles it up to attack the defense. Over to Candace. Candace shoots a 12-footer. No good. Then the ball is loose underneath. And finally, Ashley Beach comes away with it. She dribbles down the length of the court. Nice pass to Grigsby. She puts it up and in. First 2 points of the game there for Lisette Grigsby. And now here's a long pass down to Courtney Wilson. And Courtney puts it back up and in. Both Courtney and Kelsey had gotten down open. Nice pass there by, I believe it was by Shauna Joe. And Courtney with 2 points. Here's a loose ball now. Ashley Beach saves it right in front of us. She shoots the jumper short. No good. The rebound underneath. And another foul on Kelsey Lanham, I believe. That's Kelsey's second, team's third. Kelsey did not have position on that shot by Ashley Beach. And Raylan Zitzow goes to the line. She misses the first. She'll have one more. A lot of air balls being shot tonight, and that makes it always tricky on the rebounding end of things. Here's the second free throw up, no good. Courtney Wilson with the rebound off to Shauna Calver. Shauna looking down but doesn't throw the ball. As both players are covered, she just drives the middle off to Michaela. Michaela dribbles it out, nearly stolen from her by Grigsby. Michaela gets it back to Calver in the middle to Candace Mack. Candace loses. No, she gets the ball back. Had it knocked away, recovered. To Shauna, who resets the offense. She drives down, gets it in the middle for Candace, shoots up over Beach, and it's no good. And Courtney Wilson with the rebound, no good. And now Candace Mack goes to the floor. Here's a long pass down court for Grigsby. She shoots on the run, no good, but Ashley Beach recovers the loose ball and puts it up and in. Ashley Beach now with 9 points, and the rookies' lead is 39-14 with 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Candace Mack with it back to Shauna. The top of the key. She considers the three, throws it back to Candace, screened by Courtney, but Candace lost the ball out of bounds. And Honey Lou Wilson checks in for her sister Courtney. It'll be rookies basketball underneath her basket. Shauna Joe to inbound, slaps the ball, lobs it for Honey Lou, and the ball is knocked out of bounds from behind by Raylan Zitzow, and that's going to be her fourth foul as she gets called for that. Her fourth, team's first in the half. Rookie's ball again under the basket. Lobbed in again. It goes right through Honey Lou's hands. Taken by Ashley Beach. She throws it down here to Grigsby. Grigsby puts it up hard. No good. Beach with the rebound. Loses it. Gets it back and kicks it out. And here's going to be an over and back violation again by Lumen Christie. So Ashley got a little carried away with that one. Threw it too hard as she attempted to reset the offense at the point. and it'll be rookies basketball on the far side, just inside the half-court line. 3:13 to play in the third quarter. King Cove rookies 39, Lumen Christie 14. Shauna Jo inbounds to Candace, who does a 360 there, gets some instruction from Shauna Jo. Shauna on the left wing, Candace pass it to her. No good. The rebound is off of Honey Lou Wilson, bounces out to Michaela. She bounces it out to Candace Mack, who lobs it for Shauna Jo. And it's too far, and it's intercepted there by Lauren Hailala. She brings it down. Candace Mack knocks it away, and the ball's going to be out of bounds right in front of us here, and it'll stay with Lumen Christie in front of their bench. Lauren Hailala inbound. She throws the ball in the middle off of Zitzow's hands, but it goes over to Olzak. Here's a lob pass in the middle for Beach. She goes up and no good. The rebound is loose. And another shot put up by Olzak, and Kelsey Lanham comes down with the rebound. Kelsey dribbles around, finds Shauna Calver. Shauna takes it up court. She pushes the ball. Long pass over intended for Candace Mack, but Ashley Beach steals it. Lumen Christie 2-on-1. Ashley Beach with the ball back to Grigsby. She misses a shot. Ashley Beach gets it back, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back, no good again. Now bounces the ball out to an open Lauren Hailala, but the ball goes off her leg and out of bounds. Back to the rookie, Shauna Jo Coward, inbound the ball right in front of us here. She puts it into Candace Mack and gets it back from her with a bounce pass. And with 2:15 to play, the rookies lead 39-14 and look to add to that lead. Candace Mack with a pass for Michaela, but it's a... off mark and intercepted, and now we have a travel by Lumen Christie. Ashley Beach had stolen the ball and was standing there looking for help, and no defenders were on her, but she's called for the travel. So rookie's ball underneath. They are running the stack. The pass goes out to Michaela. She dribbles around and lost the ball out of bounds over to Lumen Christie. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Both teams kind of sluggish right now. Not a lot of action. Going to have to hit the snooze button here in a minute. And here's a reach-in foul over the back by Shauna Jo Calver as the ball went into Ashley Beach. That'll be Shauna Jo's second, team's fourth. And we need some scoring here, girls. Raven Samuelson checks in for Kelsey Lanham and Shaylin Walker for Michaela McCallum. Good job by those two girls. And Lumen Christie will inbound the ball. It's a lob pass to Ashley Beach. She dribbles around, gets it to Hailala, who throws up a shot partially blocked. Beach rebounds the air ball. A nice turnaround jumper over Honey Lou Wilson. And Ashley Beach now has 11 points for Lumen Christie. 39-16 rookies. So we got some scoring. Now let's get some from the rookies. A minute 40 to play. Shauna Calvert dribbles near the half-court circle. No defensive pressure. No one's moving around for the ball. Shauna splits the defense, goes left side to Candace. She puts up an eight-footer, and it's good. And actually, I think the ball went to Honey Lou Wilson. The referee was blocking my view, and then she gave it to Candace, who scored. Candace with 7 points in the game. Candace, a freshman, shows a lot of promise. Grigsby brings the ball up against the rookie's 2-3 zone, and here's a double dribble violation on Kaylee Olzak. Another turnover for the Archangels, and they'll get the ball back to the rookies. With a minute 7 to play, Shaylin Walker inbounds to Shauna Calver, who dribbles it across the timeline. The rookie's running some sort of play, but Shauna just dribbling in the blue circle at the top as the clock ticks under a minute. Now she's picked up there by Hailala. She lobs a pass down, but it's intercepted by Beach. Nice crossover dribble. She's tackled by Candace Mack, but no call. Shauna Calvert gets the ball, gives it to an open Honey Lou Wilson, who misses the layup. And the ball is off to Lissette Grigsby for Lumen Christie. She had Hailala open, but missed her with the pass. And the ball is taken there by Raven Samuelson, handed over to Candace Mack, a long pass down court to Honey Wilson, but she brings it out to the three-point line and throws a bad pass. It's picked off there by Hailala. And Lumen Christie comes back the other way. She goes up, and shot is no good. But she's going to draw the foul there from number 5, Shaylin Walker. Her first, team's fifth. And Lauren Hailala will go to the line to shoot 2 for Lumen Christie. So a little bit of ragged action there by the rookies. Some bad passing. First shot is up and no good. Lauren will have one more shot. 41-16, rookies lead with 18.7 seconds to play, third quarter. Hilala dribbles the ball, puts up her second one off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound by Shauna Calver. She had Candace Mack open, gets it down to Candace. She puts it up and rolls around and out. She gets it back up, no good off the rim. And Ashley Beach crashes hard to the ground. And we're going to have a foul on Candace. Candace is first. Ashley Beach is up and jogs back down to this end. And with under 10 seconds to go, Lumen Christie has the ball. Grigsby brings it up. Her pass for Beach is knocked away by Shauna Calver. Recovered by Lumen Christie. Shauna Joe steals it back as the buzzer sounds to end the third quarter. Shauna Joe picks herself up off the deck. Hobbles back over to the rookies bench at the end of three quarters here. King Cove rookies 41, Lumen Christie 16.